Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Are you curious? Have you ever wondered about that? Or have you never given it a second thought? Most of us know the old saying, curiosity killed the cat, that it's intended to discourage curiosity, like the message from the novel Frankenstein, there are some things mankind was not meant to know. The idea is that curiosity is dangerous, but few of us use the entire saying, curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back. Curiosity is a strong desire to learn something or know something. It's a positive driving force behind explorers and researchers. Being curious is different from being nosy. Being nosy is being intrusive. Showing too much curiosity about other people's affairs, especially to use as gossip. People have researched curiosity because they wanted to know. Why is it so different in different people? Dr. Todd Kashdan has studied curiosity and attempted to define the trait. Kashdan said there are roughly four types of curious people. The fascinated, people who see life as a joyous exploration, people who talk to strangers and listen, people who travel, study, take risks, and seek new adventures, people who are not afraid to challenge their own beliefs and not afraid to change their mind. Problem solvers. People who love to study, read thick books, dig into complicated subjects, devote the time necessary to really learn something. Sometimes these people are more comfortable reading about something than actually doing it. Empathizers, folks who want to know what other people are thinking and what motivates them by observing and listening to others, seeking out viewpoints that may differ from their own. And avoiders, people who find curiosity is too much work. People who are not interested in other viewpoints, nor interested in spending time to study or learn or seek out a new experience. If you are interested, Dr. Kashdan has his five-dimensional curiosity scale online, a brief self-assessment that you can give insight into what makes you tick. So how does this apply to our daily lives? First, do you get your news from mainly one source, or do you shop around? Do you seek out any information that challenges your opinion, or do you seek out material that only reinforces your viewpoint? I heard a politician say recently she knew the last presidential election was stolen. She just didn't know how, but no one could tell her anything different. That does not sound very curious to me. A friend told me that cats don't knock stuff off of tables because they're jerks. They are just curious about how gravity works. Cats are scientists. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.